Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to the next episode of Get to Know Night, the show where you ask me questions and I give you the answers. We're going to go back to the Patreon questions this week because there's plenty of them and I need to start trucking through them. So the first question is from Fairy Light. They ask, what is your favorite vampire movie / TV show? Ooh, that's a hard one. I have a really cheesy answer. It is Moonlight, which was I think it was on the CW, but it was a show about a PI who was also a vampire, and it was very good, in like a very cheesy kind of way. There's something about it, about Mick St. John, that appealed to me at the time. So I'd still say that's probably my favorite vampire television shows. So regarding Nightbucks and Twitch, is there a list of all the things you can redeem somewhere? There should be. There was. I'm working while I'm like not at home. I think this is the best time to rework the Nightbuck system. And I think I will do that. I will today. I'm going to sit down. And this is me making a promise today. I'm going to sit down and rework the Nightbuck system. I'm going to get a pen and a paper and I'll like really rework the system because it needs to be reworked for a long time. So yes, there will be. It'll be on Twitch pretty soon, so don't worry. I'll have answers for you very shortly. Anonymous asks, hello. Hope you're doing well and showing yourself some self-love. I am. Would you ever make a video of all the music you like? This kind of has to do with my selfish need for new music, and you seem to have good taste. Oh, I appreciate that. Video on YouTube? Probably not. But I could do a Patreon video audio about it. That might not be a bad idea. I might do that. That might be a really good audio to do. Just music that I like. Maybe make a Spotify playlist with the listener or something like that. Do you plan on doing another jerk off incursion or JOI? Or do you not like doing those? I do like doing them, and I most likely will do another one very soon. I'm like backed up on not safe for work contact. I was feeling really sick, and when I was feeling sick, I just really wasn't like in the mood. So I didn't get a chance to do much. But now that I'm feeling better, I'll definitely have more not safe for work content out there. So a JOI is definitely on the chopping block, definitely. So expect one fairly soon. Anonymous asks, how do you feel about period sex? It's fine. I think I'm game for sex whenever, so it doesn't, the period does not deter me. Let's see. If you can make one thing illegal, what would it be? Okay, here's my answer. I just finished Tiger King, and my answer would be no exotic animal breeding outside of zoos. Like, it has to be a registered zoo, like, with a state, and have, like, very high standards of, like, animal care. And if it is, then you can breed. But if it's not, no animal breeding. Like, Tiger King, it really bugged me. Really, really bugged me. I'm a super big bleeding heart for animals, so that whole thing really, ugh. Baby Girl KC says, who's your favorite comedian? That's an easy one, Dave Chappelle. Dave Chappelle is probably, personally, he's a great comedian. I think he's really good. He's just consistently funny. All the specials are gold. Live, he kills it. Like, he's a really good comedian. Who else would I be like, oh, I love them? John Mulaney does really good stand-up. Jerry Seinfeld back in the day was really good. I mean, Jerry Seinfeld's still pretty good. People make fun of him, but they make fun of him because he's such a, like, iconic style. But that imitation's, like, the highest form of flattery because he's funny. Jerry Seinfeld is funny. I remember like iconic stand-up things that I remember from my childhood is like Eddie Murphy in the suit. That was good. I'm trying to think about it. Who else is like someone I can be like, oh, I love. Oh, like Steve Martin back in the day. I'm starting to like go back. I'm gonna sit, next thing I'll be like Red Fox. But yeah, like Dave Chappelle, definitely current my favorite like comedian. He's such a good stand-up. I think he's amazing. If you haven't watched Dave Chappelle's stuff on Netflix, watch it. It's really good. Anonymous asks, where are you from and why are you so awesome? I don't know if I'm awesome, but I appreciate that. I'm from the United States, from America. B asks, some cooking questions for you, chef. When and how did your interest in cooking start? What did you like to cook the most? What would you say is the best thing you've made so far? And what dish that went horribly wrong and turned out bad, besides your 5 drops of orange juice? The orange juice was just an experiment because I wanted to see. I only had, let me start with the bottom and work my way up. So let me defend myself with the orange juice. I only had a lemon juicer and I was trying to juice oranges. Didn't work out well. One, the oranges weren't fresh. Two, lemon juicer is too small for orange juices or to juice oranges. And yeah, I mean, it wasn't a bad idea. I think we'll see. Well, I'll come back to that at some point. But I have a theory about how to make really good orange juice, and I want to test it one day. Alrighty. So, what is a dish that went horribly wrong and turned out bad? I tried to fry a blooming onion for the first time, and that went super bad. Went super bad. I think the oil wasn't too hot or hot enough, and it just waterlogged the onion. It was bad. It tasted awful. It looked awful. It was bad. I haven't tried a blooming onion since, at least in its entirety. I've tried like onion petals, and those were great, but a whole blooming onion, I've been scared to try it again because it just takes a lot of oil and it's kind of scary. So just didn't do it. Best thing I've made so far, maybe like a Thanksgiving turkey is like, or like a whole roasted chicken has been really good. I did Peking duck once that came out pretty good. Oh, I did a really good T-bone steak. I did Korean steak that was really good. I had a Kobe beef burger that was like fantastic. I mean, I don't know. That's a hard one. See, I'm hypercritical of everything I cook, so I don't think anything I cook is particularly amazing. You'd have to ask people who've eaten it. And then they would be able to tell me what their favorite thing was, and I'd be like, that's the best thing I've done. What do you like to cook the most? Chickens, a lot of chicken stuff. I love how versatile chicken is. I love Chinese food. I cook Chinese food all the time. It's super easy for me to make. Quesadillas are like a regular fixture. Tacos. Pancakes, obviously, like breakfast foods, like waffles, pancakes, French toast. Yeah, so a mix of all that. How and when did your interest in cooking start? That one's really easy. That one is, I was a picky eater as a kid. I hated what my mom made. So I would cook for myself. I would always cook for myself. I would be like, I'm cooking my own food. And so I did. So from a very young age, I was cooking for myself. And I basically cooked every single meal for myself. So that's kind of the start of cooking for me. It was just out of necessity, more or less. The next question is from Cass, who says, if you found yourself stuck on a deserted island with nothing but what's in your pockets, what would you be stuck with? Ooh, pocket knife? Oh, you mean like right now? Shit. It'll be like a cell phone and a wallet. So not helpful stuff. But if I could pick what was in my pockets, I'd put like a cell. I put a pocket knife, a lighter. What else would I want? Pocket knife, lighter. A magnifying glass would be really useful. That would be the same use for the lighter, I guess. Ooh, one of those straws where you can like suck up the water and it makes it purified. Those would be really good. But yeah, I mean, it depends on what kind of island it is. If it's like a Caribbean island, I think it should be okay. Or like a South Pacific island, I think I'd be doing fine. Would definitely be fishing a lot. Someone asked, would you ever consider reopening the $15,000 tier for another Disney trip? Please say yes. Would you ever consider doing a contest again, like the one you used to do on Reddit? I think winning a date with you would be awesome, even if it was virtual. 15K Disney tier, right now probably won't be open for a while. But contest, yes. I might be doing another Color Me contest, especially since everyone's home. That'd be cool. And then a fanfic write contest, so you guys can write fanfics with me in it, and I'll read like the most interesting ones. So those are the two contests that I have in mind, and I'm probably gonna open both of those up in the next few weeks, probably very soon. So this is the plan. And the last question is, Animal Crackers asks, are animal crackers cookies or crackers? They're cookies, not crackers. They're butter-based cookies, I believe. But yeah. So, and with that ends this episode of Get to Know Night. I'm gonna probably put out a second Get to Know Night this week just to make up for a missed week I may have made earlier on. So, if you guys enjoy these, let me know. I love doing them, so definitely have fun answering your questions. So, thanks for listening, and I will talk to you later.